Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to continue our reflection upon the early church, and particularly churches that Jesus addresses in the book of Revelation. We know that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. But it's interesting that when John has his incredible revelation of the risen Christ, truly glorious, magnificent, an experience that he would obviously never forget, that he hears Jesus bringing messages to some of the early churches. And today we're looking into Revelation and chapter 2 and verses 18 to the end of the chapter. And it's the church in Thyatira. And it's interesting how some of the things that happened when Jesus was manifest to John on the island of Patmos in the vision, some of those characteristics are there as part of the message to a church. And what's particularly shared here is whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. This is very much a Jesus who cannot be deceived. You cannot try to pretend in his presence. He's an all-seeing God and penetrating in his gaze. There's nothing that's hidden. You cannot do anything to hide what is the reality when Jesus is looking at you. And his feet are like burnished bronze. There's again something so formidable, so solid, so strong about Jesus walking through his church. And Jesus says, well, I know your deeds, your love and faith, your service and perseverance, and that actually you're doing better now than you did at first. So this church seemingly had a good beginning and was strong and confident in proclaiming the gospel. But Jesus has this to say, I do have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. But her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. It seems apparent that there was a spirit of adultery, a spirit of fornication, a spirit of uncleanness that was present in the city of Thyatira, and it's described as being manifest in the woman Jezebel. Now, we know in the Old Testament there was a Jezebel, and the sort of things said here about Jezebel are very true of the Jezebel in the Old Testament, the wife of Ahab. But the reality is that there is a spirit abroad that's trying to deceive people that what is being construed as love and purity and enjoying yourself, Jesus is very quick and very sharp to say, no, this has got nothing to do with love. This has got nothing to do with what God had in mind when he made man and woman to enjoy one another sexually to produce children. This is just lust. This is just total uncleanness, and I will judge it. And this is not a problem that was simply in Thyatira. We get the impression very much that it was a problem in Corinth too. So Jesus is saying, I'm going to deal with this and I will bring strong judgment. So reject this teaching, reject this attitude, and I will bless you. I'll give you authority over the nations. I'll enable you to speak with conviction if you humble yourself, turn from this sin and turn to me. Well, we're going to listen now to some worship. My good friend Patrick will join me to think a little bit more about what was going on in the church in Thyatira.
Not because I should do.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to look further at this passage from Revelation chapter 2, the church in Thyatira, Richard. This particular letter to this church seems to have quite a sort of mystical quality about it. There's quite a lot of difficult to understand terms and ideas here, aren't there?
Well, yes, there are, because this Jezebel spirit issue is a little bit complicated, but clearly there was some quite severe moral problems in the church that Jesus is going to address.
Yes, and verse 21 just seemed to suggest, doesn't it, the immorality was the issue that the church is facing, which is not something we've necessarily seen in the letters to the other churches so far.
Now, that's right. And this, of course, is the proven ability of the Lord Jesus to really identify what is an issue that a church is grappling with. And he knew what were the key challenges they were facing.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, in this programme, we try and relate these passages to what's going on in the church of today. And immorality has always been an issue, hasn't it, in mankind as well as in the church. But in verse 26, the letter speaks about to him who overcomes. So what's the secret then to overcoming? What is God expecting of his people in this letter?
Well, I think that the devil always tries to counterfeit something that is good, something that is pure, something that is healthy. And basically, we know in the creation story that God made man and he made woman. And there was this relationship that God intended that was to be pure and to be fruitful. But the devil always tries to spoil things. And essentially, when instead of a faithful relationship, submitting one to another and expressing love between one man and one woman, when it goes outside of those boundaries, then all manner of problems result. And so we overcome by simply submitting to God's way and respecting that boundaries are not to be oppressive, but actually for our well-being and good.
It's quite a severe message, this one, isn't it? It comes across, you see God the judge quite clearly here, don't you?
Yes, indeed. And I simply think it's because this issue is so destructive, and it really ruins a church, and the testimony of a church is ruined, the life of a church is ruined. When we do not live and behave toward one another as God intended, then we invite lots of strife and deceit and all manner of things. So that's why Jesus is very tough here, very strong.
There's a little phrase just in the last verse, verse 29, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is a common phrase, isn't it? He says this several times to suggest that actually, you know, we don't always have an ear, we don't always listen.
I think that's exactly it. And Jesus' verdict is true, but it needs to be heard and it needs to be acted upon. And that is what Jesus is saying here.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Revelation in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.